So today's class is going to be given by His Grace Murari Vallabh Prabhuji. Topic is continuing on
Hare Krishna Mataji. Please accept my humble obeisance. All your lotus feet. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj.
Dhanvat Pranam Prabhuji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for enlightening us today on this topic. Thank you very much. I now hand over the call to you. The topic is continuing on Madhya Leela, chapter 21, verse 138 onwards. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Okay, Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, 21st chapter, 138 text onwards, the opulence and sweetness of Lord Krishna. Text number 138. Krishnangalavanyapura madura hoite samund samadura tatayi muka sudha kara madura hoite sumadura tahai hoite sumadura tarayi smitha josna bare. Translation purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation: Krishna's body is a city of attractive features, and it is sweeter than the sweet. His face, which is like the moon, is sweeter still, and the supremely sweet gentle smile on the moon-like face is like rays of moonshine. The smile on Krishna's face, which is just like the smiling of the moon, generates greater and greater happiness for the gopis. Text number 139. Madura hoite sumadura, taha hoite sumadura, tata hoite ati sumadu, apanaraye kakhanem, vyapa sabatribuvanem, Dasadike Vyapa Yarapura. Translation: the beauty of Krishna's smile is the sweetest of all features of all. His smile is like full moon that spreads its rays throughout the three worlds, Golok Vrindavan, the spiritual Kai, and the Vaikuntas, and Devi Dharma, the material world. Thus Krishna's shining beauty spreads in all 10 directions. Smita Kirana Sukar Pure Vaite Adara Madure Se Madhu Mataya Tribhuvane Vamshi Chidakashita Raguna Sabade Paise Davani Rupa Pana Pariname. His slight smiling and pregnant illumination are compared to the camphor, which enters the sweetness of the lips. The sweetness is transferred and enters in the space of vibration from the holes of his flute. Vidvani chaudike daya andabedi vaikunteya bale paise jagatere kane sabamatho yalakari balaktere anedari visheshata yuvatira gane. The sound of Krishna's flute spreads in four directions. Even though Krishna vibrates his flute within the universe, its sound pierces the universe, covering the ghost of the spiritual sky. Thus, the vibration enters the ears of all inhabitants. It especially enters Golok Vrindavan Dham and attracts the mind of the young damsels of Vrajabhumi, bringing them forcibly to where Krishna is present. Dvanipada Vuddhata Pati Vratara Bange Vrata Pati Kolahite Anitani Vanem Vaikuntere Lakshmi Gane Yekare Akarshane Tara Age Kebe Keba Gopi Gane. The vibration of Krishna's flute is very aggressive, and it breaks the hose of all chaste women. Indeed, its vibration takes them forcibly from the laps of their husbands. The vibration of his flute attracts even the goddess of fortune in the Vaikuntha planets, to say nothing of the poor damsels of Vrindavan.
Krishnasya Nivikashaya Pati Agen Grahe Dharma Karayitagen Baladarivanem Krishna Stanem Loka Dharma Lajjabaya Sabjana Luptaya Aiche Nachaya Sabanari Kanam.
The vibration of his flutes slackens the knots of their underwear even in front of their husband. Thus the gopis are forced to abandon their household duties and come before Lord Krishna. In this way all social etiquette, shame and fear are vanquished. The vibration of his flute causes all women to dance.
Kane re bitara vasha kare apane tana sadas purem anya shabda nati pravishyate anakata na sune kanatanam ane balita balay anam e krishna re vamshire charite.
The vibration of his flute is just like a bird that creates the nest within the ears of gopis and always remains prominent there, not allowing any other sound to enter the ears. Indeed, the gopis cannot hear anything else, nor they are able to concentrate on anything else, not even to give up their suitable reply. Such are the effects of the vibration of Lord Krishna's flute. The vibration of Krishna's flute is always prominent in the ears of gopis. Naturally, they cannot hear anything else. Constant remembrance of the holy sound of the Krishna's flute keeps them enlightened and enlightened, and they do not allow any other sound to enter their ears. Since their attention is fixed on Krishna's flute, they cannot divert their minds to any other subject. In other words, a devotee who has heard the sound of Krishna's flute forgets the talk or hear any other subject. This vibration of Krishna's flute is represented by the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. A serious devotee of the Lord who chants and hears this transcendental vibration becomes so accustomed to it that he cannot divert his attention to any subject matter not related to Krishna's blissful characteristic and paraphernalia. 145.
Punakahe bahya jnana anakahite kahilun anem Krishna kripa tomar uparem morachitta brahmakari nijashwarya maduri mura mukhe sunaye tomar.
Resuming his external consciousness, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu told Sanatana Goswami, "I have not spoken what I intended. Lord Krishna is very merciful to you because by bewildering my mind, he has revealed his personal opulence and sweetness. He has caused you to hear all things from me for your understanding." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admitted that he was speaking like a madman, which he should not have done. For the understanding of those who are externally situated, statement about Krishna's body is characteristic, and his flute appears like a madman's statement to the mundane person. It was actually a fact that Krishna wanted to reveal himself to Sanatana Goswami due to the specific mercy upon her. Somehow or other, Krishna explained himself and his flute to Sanatana Goswami through the mouth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who appeared as though mad. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu admitted that he wanted to tell Sanatana Goswami something else, but somehow or the other, in transcendental ecstasy, he spoke a different subject matter.
Amita bola anakahite anakahim Krishne rimadhuryamrita shrote yehi vahim.
Since I have become a madman, I am saying one thing instead of other. This is because I am carried away by the waves of nectarian ocean of Lord transcendental sweetness.
Rabe Mahaprabhu Krishnake Mauna Kari Arahem Mane Yeka Kari Puna Sanatana Kahem.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then remained silent for a moment. Finally, adjusting things within his mind, he again spoke to Sanatana Goswami.
Krishna re madhurya mahaprabhu re muke iha ye sune se ba se prema suke.
If anyone gets the opportunity here, about the sweetness of Krishna in this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he will certainly eligible to float the transcendental bliss ocean of love of God. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Padaya Asa Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa, praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunatha, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Sri Chaitanya Charitam following their footsteps. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport to Sri Chaitanya Charitam Madhya Lila, 21st chapter, describing the blissful characteristic of Krishna. Om Ajnana Tinirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuru Militam Yena Tatmai Sri Gurve Nama Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Sham Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Peshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayite Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratise Nama E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vaksha Krapa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanyam Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sadigo Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. One of the times mother brought her son to sadhu and she told, tell this son, don't eat much sugar and sweet. And sadhu said, give me 7 days or 15 days, then you come back. So when she came back, he told her son, and told him, it's not good to eat more sweet. And she was asking him, why you didn't tell that day? He was telling, he was taking sweet, much sweet, that 15 days he stopped taking. So unless we know the sweetness of Krishna, I'm not at all qualified to speak about this, because it is sweeter than sweet anything in this material world. We can't describe how sweet it is. So unless we are in that level, because here, as in this chapter, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is describing the sambandha, the relationship with the Sanatana Goswami. This whole chapter is talking about relationship, sambandha, abhideya, prayojana. But this is sambandha. Now next chapter will start with abhideya and then prayojana. These are the most important part of, you know, how to build a sambandha. So he's explaining about Golok Vrindavan, he's explaining even Vaikuntha, he was talking about Dwarka, how Krishna's opulences are different, yet it is increasing every day because it never stops. So as a, you know, mortal in this world, it is very, very difficult for us to understand how sweetness is, how we know only sugar, maybe honey, maybe something, which we know little bit. But it is nothing in front of Krishna's sweetness. That is why here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after explaining his, you know, he's telling himself he has gone mad. So in the previous chapter also we know that japite japite pagal ho gaya mana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when I chant the holy name of the Lord, I became madman. In this world, there are so many people are mad after money, mad after lust, mad after, you know, opposite sex, mad after, you know, jewel, car, everything. This madness is nothing but, you know, it's a, not even speck of madness, because they do not know what is real madness. When we chant the name of the Lord, when we dance, we should be like madman only. We should not have any external, you know, connection in this world. There are so many examples. Krishna Priya, one of the examples, when she used to chant the name of the Lord, she can chant so nicely. Even then she can hear something in the Bhagavatam. So some people have got extra, you know, extra power, because Lord wants it. Lord wants them to enjoy that. Whenever Krishna comes in this world, when he takes, you know, when he comes, he wants to give us that, you know, treasure. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also wants to do Krishna Prema. It is not Krishna Prema, means it is not love of Krishna. We have to release this love through, you know, Prabhupada has given us so many temples, he has given us so many deities, he has given so many, you know, acharyas, gurus also. When we think of them, when we think of the sweetness of the Lord, the sweetness is, you know, is there, like that mercy is always there. It is our miserness that we are not asking for that, we are not getting it. So this sweetness is also compared like that. He says, sweetness is so much. So here he says, combination kapha pitta vayu, the three bodily elements, teroka, sanipati, or a convulsive disease. Lord Chaitanya said, this disease of mine is caused by the personal feature of Lord Krishna, because he is in the mood of Radharani. Radharani doesn't want to see anything in this world except Krishna always. She doesn't, you know, meditate anyone else. She always meditates the beauty of Krishna. That is why she can relish the beauty, the sweetness of Krishna from toe to, you know, face. Everywhere Krishna's beauty are there. Our relishing is power is very less, because those who drink through oral reception, fully filled with the nectarian message of the Lord Krishna, and seeing Krishna himself, when Dhruva Maharaj saw Vishnu himself, the beauty of it, he thought, I am asking for a glass pieces instead of diamond. So he realized after seeing the Lord, how beautiful, how, you know, Narada also, when he saw in his mind the beauty of Krishna, Lord, then he could not, you know, he was repenting for whole life, and he was thinking of only that, you know, the form of the Lord, and he was meditating, and he became Narada. So it shows the power of Krishna. He can attract. Here, it is said that women are losing their chastity just by hearing, because there is nothing more to hear. They want to hear the sound of the flute of the Krishna. They want to see Krishna. Brahmana Patnis, when they saw Krishna, they never wanted to go to this mortal world of, you know, serving their husband and other things. They're thinking this is nothing but useless things in the family where we serve ourselves and other people. Because there is much, much, much more than it. It is like an ocean. We are not at God a drop of it. So when the ocean is in front of it, to have the taste of Krishna's beauty, so what is the use of this material life? So we should understand that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is revealing us all the, you know, secrets. It's not easy for any incarnation to avatar to tell us all these things. It's a much, much, much more deeper subject. But to understand it, that we have to completely absorb in chanting, completely absorb in deity worship, completely absorbed in serving spiritual master, completely absorbed in, you know, serving people. Or totally absorption can bring to some extent to all this rasas, all this beauty of Krishna, all his sweetness. It is a because in English many times we can't, you know, tell anything more than sweet. So yeah, it is explained like that. But if you see, we are telling it. It is Mukha Sudhakara, Madhura Hoite Sumadhura. So it is more than sweeter than the sweetness. That's what we are telling again and again. Krishna's beauty surpass Kandarpa Koti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Marami. So we know that Angani Yesha Sakalendra Vratimanti Pashanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jagati Ananda Chinmaya Sadurjwala Vigrahasya Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Vajami Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Puvana Purusham Navayauvanavcha Vedeshu Durlabham Durlabhatma Bhakto Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Why this Brahma Sutra? We know that it is only the fifth chapter we got it. We didn't get all the Brahma, you know, Samhita, because it's lost in the duration of the time. But it is so much to understand this, like Sistastakama, 8 slokas, we understand so much deeper. Every word is much, much more deeper when we learn about this. So when we chant Brahma Samhita, actually we are supposed to chant every day. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vikraha Anadi Adi Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam Chintamani Prakara Sadma Shukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vrateshu Surbir Katpalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Satatam Brahma Sevyamanam Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami Ananda Chinmaya Rasamrata Manasu Yaha Praninam Pratipalan Smarate Mupetya Vilayitena Bhuvanani Jayanti Jaswam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. So why Brahma Samhita tells so many times? It is the only one Pati where we have to chant the name of Him. We have to glorify Him. We have to enjoy whatever, you know, by glorifying Him every minute of it. We need not waste time to glorifying this material world and material world people. Because all these poets, whenever they glorify what? They glorify the nature or beauty of a woman or a man or something like that. What is the use? That is always fading. The beauty will never last. But Krishna's beauty is beyond fading, you know. It's not come into contact with three more. So he never. So when he attracts the women in Braja, and he has said that here, even Lakshmi, you know, serving Narayan, also attracted by the flute. But many times we have seen that the flute, which is attracted only those people are attached to Krishna's beauty. It is not attracted to every people. So that's the Krishna's, you know, Krishna is making his own choice because he knows who are attracted to him. When Radharani was, you know, came to this material world, she never opened her eyes, she never used to speak. So when Krishna touched her, you know, calling and touched her, then only she wanted to see. Our aim also should be that, our aim to see only Krishna, this divine couple. Then we can see the beauty of it. All devotees serving, you know, the deities, when they dress up, only their wish to see Krishna is more beautiful. Of course, Krishna is already beautiful. The dress doesn't make it beautiful, but the dress looks beautiful with Krishna, you know, wherever when we put ornaments and everything. That's the beauty of Krishna. Always when we relish by seeing this, you know, Lord anywhere in the temple and houses, our mind should be always fixed. See the beauty. When we dress him up, we have to see the more and more beauty actually. When we do abhishek also every day, you know, put in some snan we do, we should understand that we should completely absorb. We are, you know, dressing the Lord, and the beauty of Lord is everlasting, everlasting and ever increasing. So once he's completely absorbed, there is nothing to see. So he says, why? Because his smile is so much. Once he glances over this, you know, Pradhan, everyone will be enlightened. Everyone gets the life of it. When he glanced Gopas, when they were wearing these asuras, when they almost killed Gopas and when the glance of Krishna made them alive, this glance is very, very important. And when he smiles, he has got three, four types of smiles. He wants his smiles because, you know, he wants to please the gopis and other people. The smile is so attractive. It cannot be, you know, purchased by anything else. That is only deserved candidate can get the smile. And sometimes he smiles thinking how foolish these people are. They are after, you know, all these opulences which is not lasting anything, like money, greed and everything. Lost everything. It's a double last. That's why, you know, Rupa Goswami, I don't know exactly Rupa Goswami or something of the faith, you never go to Vrindavan and Tribhanga form to see the Lord. He will forget everything in the life. So we should be careful. Why they warn us? Because it is beyond our capacity to, you know, once you understand the beauty of like gopis. Of course, we cannot come on to that level, but at least we can come to some level that we can understand. The sweetness is much more. Here is explained that though they were with the husband, they forget everything. Their undergarments, everything become loose. Just thinking of Krishna, just seeing his flow, just seeing the vibration. That vibration is so strong. It, you know, it tears apart the seven layers of this earth and goes to the Vaikuntha halls. And Vaikuntha gopis, they are seeing this flute, sound of the flute vibration, they become mad. So much mad that they do not know what they do. They just run to see where the sound comes from. It comes in front of Krishna, because that is the, you know, magic, that's the attraction of Krishna's flute and Krishna's smile, everything. Because all the women will dance just to see. He's the power of no other, you know, avatar has got that much power to attract gopis and people. So we should understand that the shame and fears are vanquished. They are not bothered about. In this world, material world, all are shameless, most of the people, when they, after lust, greed and anger, they become very shameless. But here, same thing is, shame, everything is vanquished because they are not bothered what this material world people can say, what other people say. They are not bothered because they only wish to serve the Lord, then wish to see the Lord. Because whenever Radharani sees Kamal, you know, tree, she embraces thinking that it's Krishna, because she is always remembering Krishna. Here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the mood of Radharani. He came as the mood of Radharani. And his golden color also is the color of Radharani. So he is completely attracted to Krishna's beauty. So he is explaining more and more the beauty, the nectarian beauty, nectarian sweetness of Krishna's smile, everything says. So he is not, when completely absorbed in that way, he is losing his external, you know, contact. He becomes completely absorbed and he's completely mad to see Krishna. And he's giving example here to Sanatana Goswami. It is Krishna's mercy on you. He's speaking through my mouth. Of course, there is this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Krishna himself. But here, for the past time, we can say that this vibration, you know, whenever they were lapsed in their husbands, they just run to see where the sound is coming. So we have to understand that our main goal when chanting, the sweetness of the chanting of the name, here Prabhupada explained, is not different from Krishna's flute sound. So when we think in that way, and we chant the name of the Lord, then it's very, very easy for us. So we know that the great song written by Vallabhacharya, it is also known as Madhurashtakam. Madhuram, madhuram, vadanam, madhuram, nayanam, madhuram, hasitam, madhuram, hridayam, madhuram, gamanam, madhuram, madhuradhipate, akhilam, madhuram, vachanam, madhuram, charitam, madhuram, vasanam, madhuram, valitam, madhuram, chalitam, madhuram, bramitam, madhuram, madhuradhipate, akhilam, madhuram, venu, madhuro, renu, madhura, panir, madhura, padau, madhura, mrityam, madhuram, sakyam, madhuram, madhuradhipate, akhilam, madhuram, gitam, madhuram, pitam, madhuram, buktam, madhuram, suktam, madhuram, rupam, madhuram, tilakam, madhuram, madhuradhipate, akhilam, madhuram, gopi, madhura, lila, madhura, yuktam, madhuram, buktam, madhuram, rasam, madhuram, sistam, madhuram, madhuradhipate, akhilam, madhuram, gopa, madhura, dao, madhura, yasti, madhura, sistri, madhura, dalitam, madhuram, palitam, madhuram, madhuradhipate, akhilam, madhuram. His lips are sweet, his face is sweet, his eyes are sweet, his smile is sweet, his heart is sweet, his gait is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. His words are sweet, his character is sweet, his dress is sweet, his belly folds are sweet, his movements are sweet, his wandering is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. His flute is sweet, his foot dust is sweet, his hands are sweet, his feet are sweet, his dancing is sweet, his friendship is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. His singing is sweet, his yellow cloth is sweet, low, like that it goes on, his deeds are sweet. Sorry. His gopis are sweet, his pastimes are sweet, his union is sweet, his food is sweet, his delight is sweet, his courtesy is sweet, everything is sweet as the emperor of sweetness. His gopas are sweet, his cows are sweet, his staff is sweet, his creation is sweet, his trampling is sweet, his footness is sweet, everything is sweet about the emperor of sweetness. So this song tells us about how sweet everything, every part of the Lord is sweet. It's sweeter than the sweet. Unless we know exactly, release the sweetness, then only we can really understand the sweetness of the Lord. Because it is there. It is not there. It is not there. It is, you know, like mercy, it is there. It is our ability to grasp, ability to make it possible to get us. Like that, the sweetness has to make us. We have to be, you know, qualified. Unless we qualify for this, unless we understand Krishna, unless we chant properly, understand we serve people very nicely, it is not possible for us to see. They say that this Sambandha actually tells us about this thing, to whom we should have very relation. What is a very relation? That is mother. Then mother's love, father's as a teacher, education, spiritual master who teaches everything, shastra, acharyas, dhams, temple, home deities, and super soul. So all these 10 to 12 things if you follow correctly according to Shastra, Sadhu Sangha, and spiritual master, then everything is possible for us. Slowly, 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 we'll get the sweetness of this Lord. Otherwise, it is not easily, you know, because poet wasted time glorifying woman and nature, star, moon, everything. But who is the creator of all? He's got much more. If this creation has got so much beauty, when we see, but who and creator has to have multiple kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham. So he has got multiple crores of, you know, multiplied by whatever beauty we see normally. So Krishna asked some, I mean, Arjuna was asking Krishna, how can I understand your, you know, power? So he say, mogasya moga karmano moga jnana vichetasa raksha sim asuram chaiva prakatim mohinam sruta. Those who are thus bewildered are attracted by demonic and atheistic views. Their deluded condition, their hopes of liberation, their duty to act is, and their culture of knowledge is defeated. So, unless we have come over this, then it's not easy for understand. So again in 9:13 he says, Matmanastumam pata daivin prakratim ashrita bhajanti ananya manasa jantva buddhadim avyayam. O son of Partha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, original and inexhaustible. In this word, the description of Mahatma is clearly mentioned. We know that. Satatam kirtayanto ma yatatasya dhadavata namastyantascha ma bhaktya nitya yukta upasate. Always chanting my glories, endeavoring with great determination, bowing down before me, these great souls perpetually worship me with devotion. Jnana vijnana chapi anye janto mamupasate ekatvena pritatvena bahuda vishvato mukam. Others who engage in sacrifice by the cultivation of knowledge worship the Supreme Lord as one without a second, as diverse in many and in the universal form. So they are the people can understand, you know. And our enthusiasm, our chanting and our devotion service and our gratefulness heart, once we do that, it is possible for us to. So one of the times Srila Prabhupada was meeting, you know, his son, that is Vrindavan Chandra, and he was telling, started remembering his grihastha life, and he's telling, because his humility is revealed here. He's telling that actually your mother is very good wife, chaste and devoted. One could not ask better wife, he's telling to his son. It was me, I was not very easy. He started crying and said, she was very so good. I should not say this. I could see it was the way of healing any possible ill feeling of his son might have, you know, had towards him and leaving a family and taking sannyas. Prabhupada wasn't acting, but his heart was soft. This was the one of extraordinary moments of when Prabhupada showed a mood very different from his official position. Such specimens are special and charming. This is said by Tamal Krishna Goswami. So we should know that this great soul, they sometimes cry. Sometimes, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to cry to Sachi Mata. He's telling, in a mood of madness, I took sannyas. If you wish, I can still come and stay with you. But Sachi Mata knows, you know, once you take sannyas, you cannot stay. So she is requesting him to stay in Jagannath Puri. So that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed. They can, you know, this great soul, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Himself, Supreme Personality. But the great soul, we know that, you know, they have really understood the Lord when they see in Ranganath. No, the disciple of Ramanujacharya. When they see, they see hours together, the beauty of, you know, they stand in front of Lord, hours together, and completely absorb the beauty of the Lord. It is for our conditioned soul, it's not easy to stand in front of our deity also more than 3 minutes or 4 minutes, maybe 1 minute sometimes. We pay our business, we get up and we go. But people are there, completely absorbed, to, you know, absorb the beauty of it. So sweet, it is so sweet that it will embrace, you know, nectar, so much there, we cannot forget. And once we understand the beauty and sweetness of the Lord, we will not anchor for anything in this material world. There is nothing to anchor. So we should know that the here it is explained nicely, because he's talking about madman. We know that, you know, there are so many, you know, billions of dollars spent on these psychotic people, those who are having depression and other things, sleeplessness, so many things in this world. Why? Because they are not appreciating the real Father, and they are not glorifying Him. They are not coming in contact with the great souls, and they are not worshipping. They are not, you know, grateful. That's the reason they have become depressed. They do not understand the goal of their life. They do not understand what is the purpose of this life, and what is our position. Unless they understand all these things, they have to go to depression, because their anchoring and lamenting is so much without knowing why to anchor and what to anchor and what to lament. So these things made them very depressed. They say that where the mind goes, the energy goes. So we have to be careful about our mind. Wherever we put our mind in that, our whole energy goes. We can't do that here. Gopis and other people, those who are in the laps of their husband, just leave everything, because their mind goes where their energy goes. Everything goes towards Krishna only. So we should make our mind such a way that all our energy is goes in that direction of the Supreme Personality of the Godhead, and not nowhere else, or spiritual master or acharya. So these songs, all this bhajan, reminds us most of the beauty of Krishna, most of the beauty of these couples, and acharyas glorify, because they can see the beauty, they can absorb the beauty, they can release the sweetness of the Lord, where, and they want to give us the beauty of this acharyas. When they get something, they want to give. Our nature is, material world is different. Material world is only take, they never give. There are three types of people, we know that. One who only take. Business people take and give. Other people only want to give. That is this acharya, sadhu, shastra. They want to give so much to us. Every moment they want to give us. So they have provided all, you know, latest technology where we can hear 24/7. In sleeping also, it's nice to hear Prabhupada's kirtan, everything. Otherwise, you know, so one of time Germany, the president was not geared up for Yajna. So Prabhupada was asking, I don't know whether I told this first time. So Prabhupada was asking some fruits, because fruits were not kept. The president thought Prabhupada is hungry, so he cut the fruits and gave it to him. Prabhupada still shouted, what nonsense you are doing, bring the fresh fruits for Yajna. So one boy who was, you know, 3-4 times he came. He was watching all these things. He's a new, he doesn't have any understanding, but he knows something about, you know. So he was advising Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, don't get angry, please chant. Immediately Prabhupada listened to him. He took his bag, bead bags and started chanting. So he knows the power of association. So here the whole chapter tells us about sambandha, where to keep our relation, with whom we have to keep relation, and what is the benefit of this relation. Everything is explained so nicely here. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always says, Krishna says, Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yukta Vairagyam Uchite. Even mundane activities dovetailed with the service to be to the Lord, also calculated as transcendental service. The pure devotee develops godly character and qualities, kind, peaceful, truthful, and is faultless and he's magnanimous and his mind is clean and he doesn't want to possess anything except Krishna's love. So whenever if you see that Krishna, Srila Prabhupada earlier time, he was very reluctant to become say Krishna conscious. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was telling him to, you are a young man, go and preach in the Western world. He was reluctant, but next, afterwards what happened? Through, you know, he tried his level best to bring back to God at maximum. With so much one man army, is to print, is to distribute, is to collect paper, is to collect money. So one man army, because he was so much, you know, attached to spread the message of Krishna. So that is the reason we have to see what is our goal. Because when he came to America, and the Surat reception for the Americans, it is an eye-opener for everything. How he could transform this peace and everyone. That time, even the schools where the collector closed the schools that day, when they got 3 days, you know. And Bombay Pandal program, another Pandal program, how many people, you know, came. So, just to hear Prabhupada's narration of Krishna's Leela and other things. So, there are instances where Prabhupada, within 7 days, he initiated some people in Australia because he wants to preach the main intention. So, we know that Ivan in Russia also, he was a small, you know, boy, he knows how he preached and it became like a forest fire now in Russia. So this great personality, when they leave the heritage, like Gunagrahi Maharaj, one who left recently, his body, he left a almost like a, you know, he was, his combo was there. Someone was telling me he's the only person in Golok Vrindavan has got this combo. So you should understand he was making everyone most perfect, and he was pointing out what are the necessary things has to be done. He has done so much, you know, so much preaching, and whenever, you know, somebody does pizza, so he was fond of pizza. He was, you know, improvised everything pizza, what is necessary. In most of the temple he went, he served youngsters, and so the youngsters were so much attached to him. And they were dancing because he's empowered with, you know, singing and, you know, and he was to sing some bhajans also, kirtan bhajans, everything. So in that, he could explain what is, you know, understanding of this bhajan. So once we understand these bhajans and we understand the greatness of the Lord, we know that we can understand everything. Because whenever Yashoda sees dirt from the face of the Krishna, she is to wipe. And whenever Gopas see the dust of Krishna's face, dust on the, they used to say Krishna must have gone to these places. And Gopis look for kumkum, then they will understand how many people embraced Krishna. So these are the theological revelation. And whenever we see the combination of this character and purpose of Krishna's, then we should be hungry, we should be more and more enthusiastic, lovelyam, hungry to see the sweetness of Krishna, more and more sweetness of beauty of Krishna. Then it is real our, you know, goal, achievement, once we know. Otherwise, there is, you know, there are so many things in the way distract us. So when two parents were singing the glorification of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is looking that. So we should understand even the parrots, even the animals. When Sukadeva Goswami was describing old narration of Srimad Bhagavatam, he tried to, you know, conceal this emotion because it will come in between. And that is the nature of the devotees. They don't want to show. But here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not, you know, hold it. And he was revealing everything to Sanatana Goswami about the mystery of Krishna. Yes. I will stop here if any questions, because I got service at 11:10. Hare Krishna Mataji.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji, for a wonderful class. Thank you so much for singing the Madhura Aksakam so beautifully. Prabhuji. Thank you so much. And thank you for
But I could not sing properly. No, I tried.
No, it's really nice, Prabhuji. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for appreciating.
And thank you, Prabhuji, for the most important take message from your class today. That we should, to understand Krishna, we should be completely absorbed in chanting, completely absorbed in duty, completely absorbed in serving the spirit master, absorbed in serving the devotees, with no connection to the external world. So that is the goal. A long way to go, Prabhuji, but thank you so much for reminding us that. If anybody has any questions, comments, please go ahead. If nobody has any questions, we can end the call by paying our obeisances. Vajja kalpa tarubhyasya kipa sindhu ve evacha kapitam. Thank you very much.